Championship high school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 5A Championship football game. Tonight's game is between the number 2 seed Academy Park Knights and the number 1 seed Springfield Cougars.
If ball comes out, scramble for it, and the Panthers are on it. Panthers recover, terrific hustle to knock it loose. Has a man out there, Smith leaps, and it is caught for a touchdown. What a grab by Smith.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. DZO Mechanical, for all your residential and commercial heating and air conditioning needs. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Advanced Chiropractic Center, serving Delaware County residents for over 50 years. Zenith Public Adjusters, when disaster strikes, call morning, noon, or night. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital, think Rothman first, run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the regular season voices of Tiger Radio, Dave DePasqua and Steve Reynolds.
Good evening and welcome to Springfield, Pennsylvania, on the campus of Springfield High School for tonight's PIAA District 1 Class 5A Championship between Academy Park Knights and the Springfield Cougars. A pair of heavyweights will be on full display tonight as the number 2 Academy Park Knights will look to repeat as they are the reigning district champions. Last week, the Knights 12-1 stellar defensive shut down the high-flying Marple Newtown offense in a 26-7 victory. The Knights return their attention to the top-seeded Springfield Cougars, who come in with a 12-1 record as well. The Cougars blanked Henderson 21-0 a week ago, limiting them to 71 yards of total offense. Springfield returns to the championship after a one-year absence. I'm alongside color commentator Steve Reynolds, sideline reporter Eric DePantima, and executive producer Mike Mayer. I'm Dave DePasqua, and we are live for this PIAA District 1 Class 5A championship matchup. Steve, both teams have plenty of championship experience to go along with stingy defenses. It's going to be an old-school feel to it tonight.
Sure is. Both these teams are 1-2 in the 5A standings all year long. With Springfield at 1, share the Central League title that they share with Marple and Ridley. And then number 2 is Academy Park, who we saw last week covering Marple Newtown versus them. And both teams very good. It's going to be, in my opinion, defensive battle, and we're in for a good show tonight.
Our man down the sidelines is Eric DePantima. Alongside him is Jim Alsman. Fellas, it's raining. I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, earlier in the week I saw we would have spurts of a little bit of rain, but it's coming down fairly hard right now, so that could really play a factor. We remember when we were here last year for Marple Newtown, we played Springfield, and the field conditions weren't that great. It was pouring rain. So let's look for that tonight to maybe play a factor. We might see a defensive, run-heavy game, and we'll see how that plays out tonight, gentlemen.
Jim?
It's definitely coming down the rain in terms of just a description. It's not heavy, but it's definitely coming down pretty constant. So it's not going to have a play at the beginning of the game, but as this rain continues to move on, this field will get sloppy. We've seen that here between Marple Newtown and Springfield.
Right.
But the field does look good. They've done a nice job this far into the football season, this late in the game in November. I think if it's still raining like this into halftime, you're going to see sloppy conditions. But we did check the radar, and it looks like this front is moving through.
Thank you, Jim. As Academy Park takes the field, they're wearing their all-white uniforms with blue trim, Steve. We saw them last week, and they can fly, especially their 1-2 punch. They have running backs in Teddy Wright and Miller. Both can find the end zone at will.
They sure can. You got Wright, who had 112 yards, 2 touchdowns last week, versus Marple. He's got over 1,700 on the season with 12 touchdowns. Then you have Miller, 89 yards versus Marple, and he has over 1,500 yards, 19 touchdowns on the season. This is a lethal 1-2 weapon, and when they need to throw it, Moores is very capable of doing it, the senior. And, hey, they're in this game back-to-back years, third time in 4 seasons. Their experience, Coach Fruszewski and the staff has got these guys ready to go.
Defensively, they are led by Tagba Port. their big fella last week registered 4 sacks in total of 7 night sacks. They also managed 2 interceptions off of Anthony Paoletti, one of the top passers in Delaware County.
Very stout defense, especially up front. Marple Newtown was able to throw it on Anthony Paoletti. He broke the 26-year-long Delaware County record last week in a single season. But running the ball, they were tough to run on. It was like running through a brick wall. I mean, they are stout up front. As you said, it's led by Port, guys like Kennedy. That front seven is nasty. And Springfield likes to run the ball. They like to run that stretch plays. They run a pro-style offense, shotgun under center. But they are going to have to play, get a body on a body up front, be able to get some, running lanes. And, again, you just got to keep chipping away. Marple Newtown did a good job last week. Staying with the run to keep them honest. Springfield has to do the same thing if they get in trouble like that.
Springfield takes the field. They are the top seed in the playoffs. They come out blue uniforms, yellow trim. But going back to Academy Park, Steve, they're going for their third district championship in 4 years alongside a Delaware County record. Garnet Valley won back-to-back, last dated in 2006-07.
Yeah, as I said, this team, is very experienced. You have one guy, Chris Thomas. This is going to be his 51st start. He started that first year we did it when the game was at Ridley versus Glen Mills in 2013 when they first run it. And they are a powerhouse now in Delaware County. But, again, on the other side, Springfield, they're in this title game for the second time in 3 years.
Right.
When they lost to Great Valley 2 years back when we did that game at Plymouth-White Marsh. So, again, it's two familiar teams. It's great to have two Delaware County teams in this title game. And, again, you have Garnet Valley in the 6A. So Delaware County's representing very well tonight.
Absolutely. Turning towards Springfield, they have a quarterback in Johnny Finelli, has about 1,400 passing yards to go along with 18 touchdowns. He will air it out, but they want to run on the ground with Jaden McKenzie. He's clipped over 1,000 yards.
Yeah, McKenzie is very good. Again, they like to pound the ball. They're a tough-nosed team. They play very well defense, very front. Tough up front, but on offense, they love to run the ball. The offensive coordinator, old Ridley coach, run that pro-style offense. They love, as I said, love to run stretch inside zone. If they can get that going on this tough defensive Academy Park, they're going to have success tonight.
Absolutely is. We're going to talk about keys to the game. I'm going to send it down to Eric. Can you give us one of your keys to this championship matchup?
Well, I know it's cliche, but I think whoever wins the line of scrimmage tonight is going to win this ball game. Steve mentioned the experience of Chris Thomas for Academy Park. You can't teach experience, and this guy's been here before. He's really good at controlling the line of scrimmage on the offensive line. And then for Springfield, you have Justin Shields, number 54. He's a nose guard. He's a center. He's pretty big up there. Look for him to dominate the line of scrimmage. So whichever team controls that, I think, is going to have the edge tonight.
Thank you, Eric. And, Steve, what is one of your features? Because I know we talked about it. They have players that can throw the ball on the outside. You got a player like Kennedy who reeled in 2 touchdowns to go along with 168 yards through the air.
Well, it's going to be special teams. In a game like this, which I think is going to be a defensive battle, it's raining. It's going to be a game of field position. Some of these coaches, depending on the field, they like to go for it. But if they're able to punt it, you got to play field position. It's not always about scoring on every drive. Just flip the field position. So that's going to be very key tonight. And we'll see if someone can break it. We saw last week at Academy Park, that game was very close with Marple Newtown and them. And then all of a sudden, their big playmaker return one, Jamal Martin, who also has 6 interceptions this week. But he had a big kick return. So the special teams aspect is going to be huge.
We're going to send it down to Jim Alsman, who's going to get the coin toss for us.
All right, I'm going to give one. But that Springfield is one to toss and they defer.
So thank you, Jim. Springfield has won the toss and elected to defer. The captains for Academy Park, number 7, Tonga Port, number 25, Amara Kenneth, and their big fella, number 69, Kyle Martin. For the Cougars, they sent out their 3 captains as well. Number 9, Joe Kennedy. I was just talking about him, the 5'11 wide receiver, number 35, Dwayne Snipes, and number 56, Daniel Gluck. Now we are going to step aside as the playing of the national anthem. You are listening to Championship Football on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
That was the national anthem, Steve. We are underway. We're about to be here. We're in Springfield, Pennsylvania for the District 1 Championship. I'm going to send it down to Eric real quick. Who's a player to keep an eye on?
On film for Springfield, I like number 54, Justin Seals. He really gets after the quarterback from his defensive line position. And like Steve already mentioned him for Academy Park, Chris Thomas, man. That guy has been here before. Look for him to dominate and pancake some guys for his squad tonight.
Steve?
Yeah, as I talked about earlier, the keys to the game, special teams, going to be Jamal Martin, the kick return, punt return game. And then for Springfield, it's going to be number 10, David Strolley, a big hard-hitting safety. If he can come up with a big play on defense, it's going to be big for Springfield.
Just to reiterate, Springfield won the toss. They'll get the ball to begin the second half. So we're going to see the Knights offense led by their quarterback in Moores. They like to hand it off. You have Wright and Miller.
This is Academy Park offense, 31 points a game this year, but they're going against a stout, stout Springfield defense, only allowing 8 points a game, just under at 7.8. So let's see which one gives.
And they kick this one away for the Cougars is their junior kicker, number 3, Jack Corey. Number 4 and 11 for the Knights. Back to return, Jamal Martin. He had a punt return touchdown last week, and number 11, Shannon Phyllis. Both very explosive players, Steve.
Extremely. As Martin, not only great in the kick return game, but one of the county leaders in interceptions with 6.
On the far side is Martin. On the near side is Phyllis. Having a player hold it because of this wind and rain for Corey. And this championship matchup is underway. It's going to be kicked to Martin from about the 18-yard line. He's going to cut it back on the near side. He's going to make one man miss, a second man miss, spin move, and be down in around the 37.
I like what Springfield did there. They lined up, and they tried to, you know, kick a high, high kick to get their coverage team down there. But again, Academy Park's runner was able to find some room. But nonetheless, pretty decent field position for Academy Park and Moores to take over.
For the Cougars, number 32, Patrick Clemens was able to register to tackle. First down and 10 for the Knights. 11:53 here in the first quarter. Shotgun formation for Moores. Two backs on his hips. It's going to be a handoff to number 9 in Miller, but he's going to be stuck behind the line of scrimmage back at the 34.
Academy Park comes back. That deuce backfield with both their running backs, they send one in motion. They come back inside zone with their other one, and stout defensive play by Springfield. We talked about the Cougars' defense. They fly to the ball. They flow well. And right there, you just saw a loss of yards on first down.
Loss of 3 on the handoff. Second down and 13 here. Once again, two backs for Moores, who stands in the shotgun. Now he puts a man in motion. That's Burden. It's going to be a fake. It's going to go to Burner on a quick dump down. He's going one man miss, and he is down the sidelines. He's going to be marked down out of bounds around the 47, but he had a lot of real estate.
Yeah, that play, number 55 of Academy Park, with an excellent block there. Don't see it here on our roster there, but they run that spot pass outside. The inside receiver sets up a nice block to bring the receiver free, but again, Academy Park, well, when they do throw it, it's short throws, just like that spot pass.
16 yards on the reception for Burden. First down and 10 from midfield. It's going to be handoff to Miller once again, and he is going to be hit in the backfield. At least three Cougars were in the stall. Him. Looks like they're going to give him forward progress for no gain, though.
And again, Springfield will let them. They're going to make them throw. They want Morris to throw. Yeah, they do not want to be beat by Wright or Miller on the ground. So if they keep up this game plan, Tyler Moore is eventually going to have to step back and throw the ball, as we saw on play two of this drive. But excellent up front once again by the Cougars defense.
Miller last week had 17 touches for 102 yards. So far he has two for negative three. Second down and 10 here. It's going to be a read, and it's going to go up the gut, the burden. He's going to go into Springfield territory. Mark him down at about the 47-yard line. It's going to be bringing up third down and long.
Deuce look there for, again, Academy Park. They hand it off, and kind of a lead left play into the backside running back there. And he picks up a few yards. Going to bring, as you said, third down and seven. So we'll see where Academy Park goes here.
Third down and seven from the 47. Just under 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Academy Park, shotgun, four wide receivers. Moores, he's going to look to his left. He's going to come back to his right. He's going to throw. He's going to hit a man in stride over midfield. Makes one man miss. What a reception down the field by number, I believe that's 11, Steve?
Now number 14, Zach Cleary. And he had a big game, big catch in one of their games this season. I believe it was against Interbar for a touchdown. He comes up huge here, right down the seam. Excellent protection up front. As Eric mentioned, they right there, Academy Park won the line of scrimmage, but as I said, Academy Park can throw the ball when they want to.
30 yards on the reception. Puts the ball at the 17. High snap. It's going to be a handoff to Miller up the gut, but this stout defense of Springfield holds. Mark him down about the 15 for two.
Good bounce so far here for Academy Park. A little bit of running and passing. But that huge third down conversion down the seam from Moores to Cleary was huge. That's going to set them up right now second and eight inside the 20. So their first trip in the red zone on their drive right now, their first drive of the game.
Give them an additional yard. Second down and eight for the Knights. Four wide receivers for Moores. Man goes in motion. They give it to number three on the jet sweep. He's trying to bounce it to the outside, and Perkins, he's going to be close. We saw that last week, Steve. They like to set up the gut and then utilize that jet sweep.
Exactly, and you're going to take what Springfield's giving you. Springfield's stuffing that middle. They know they like to run those inside zones, so they're going to stuff the middle. That allows that jet sweep play to work right there. They were able to get the edge close to a first down, about a six-yard gain, but very manageable third down, third and two, Dave.
Third down and two from the eight. Opening drive for Academy Park comes out. Four wide receivers once again. Moores. Man goes in motion. This is behind. It's going to be a handoff to Miller up the gut. And he plows over one Cougar defender into the end zone. Knight strike first.
Very impressive drive on a very, very good defense here by Academy Park. That motion, was that late motion behind the quarterback. That throws off. That makes the linebackers want to shift over just to maybe cover a swing pass. Hands it off inside. Inside zone. They're bread and butter. And a touchdown. So, again, they're running the same plays. It's a few different mix-ups to keep that Springfield defense honest. And it worked there. 6-0 pending the extra point.
That is Miller's 20th touchdown this season. Kicking the extra point is number five, Teddy Wright. Now they elect to go in that motion, Steve.
Yeah,
you know.
Muddle huddle just to see if Springfield's defense can match up with them.
It's going to be a quick pitch to the outside to number 25. For Kenneth, and he is in for a two-point conversion. Knights take an 8-0 lead early on their opening drive, 8:07 remaining in the first quarter. You are listening to this District 1 championship game on HavenFootball.net.
If you suffer from back or neck pain, injury or headaches, then Dr. Tom Graziano and the Advanced Chiropractic Center are here to help. Dr. Graziano and the Advanced Chiropractic Center have been serving Delaware County residents for over 15 years. They take a gentle approach and utilize current techniques to help manage your pain. To address your back and neck-related pain or injuries, call the Advanced Chiropractic Center today at 610-356-2300 or visit drtomgraziano.com and tell them the Tigers Radio Network sent you.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football. Right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. Miller goes into the end zone on the opening drive for his 20th of the season from 8 yards out. What a drive by the Knights, Steve.
Yeah, what a play there. Listeners aren't here at the game. Went to the Muddle Huddle. They saw something in the center, just kind of just picked it up right off the ground and threw it back diagonally for a two-point conversion, something that Carrion Park loves to do.
Now, we saw this last week, Steve, as well. The Springfield Cougars are going to crowd it because the Knights elect to do that squib kick. Number 25 is going to kick it away. That is Kenneth Hughes, the one that reeled in the two-point conversion. Chops his feet, and he's going to boot it. It's going to be a fair catch at the 30-yard line. Unable to see the number, though, Steve.
Looked like 88 for Springfield, and that is Chris DeFenzio, the junior tight end defensive end. And if you saw against Marple Newtown, they liked it. Little bloopers, short, high kicks. And you know, you have athletes out there, but those front guys don't receive a lot of balls throughout the year, so they're not that as comfortable. But call a fair catch, receive it, and then have your offense take over. It's the smartest thing to do. And Springfield did a great job right there.
Ball is going to be spotted at the 30-yard line to begin this drive. 8:07 for the Cougars opening. Finelli under center. He's going to look at to give it to McKenzie up the gut, and he's going to plow his way for a few yards.
Good job there. Take that, about a 5-yard gain on first down. And we talk about old Ridley offensive coordinator. If you know Ridley back, you know, 8 to 10 years ago, how they like to run this pro-style offense. They're going to run it up the gut with you and pass it when they need to. But it's a tough offensive line, and they're going to have their hands full, though, with an Academy Park front seven.
Miller makes the tackle. Second down and 5. Goes right back to McKenzie, but the Knights were not full.
Yeah, but this time it's Teddy Wright and Crawford on from Academy Park. Come up and make a nice play there. So just for a short gain, about 1 yard. Bring up about 3rd down and 4 for Springfield. And this is big for Springfield. You know, after Academy Park runs down the field on you in the first opening drive, it's important not to go 3 and out right away.
3rd down and 2 for Finelli and the Cougars. Finelli this season, over 1,400 yards through the air with 18 touchdowns. He's going to look to go for his man, Kennedy. Under center now. Man goes in motion. He's going to roll to his right. He's going to look to throw it in the flat. In and out of the hands of number 6. That is Vince Pupio.
Love the play call there. Roll out. Get on the edge. A little slide protection on the offensive line. Plenty of time there. And he had his man just throw it a little low. I'm not sure if he could have got it or not. Hard to see from up here, but nonetheless, incomplete. And just like that, Academy Park forces a 3 and out. They're going to get the ball back here with an 8-0 lead.
Martin and Phyllis back to return the punt. That is Pupio. 4th down and 3. Clocks halted at 6:39 after the 3 and out. He's going to get it. He's going to boot it. It's going to bounce at the 27 and roll out of bounds here at the 25. So it's going to be 1st down and 10 for tonight's second possession tonight. I'm going to send it down to Eric. You saw an impressive opening drive by the Knights, and then defensively they come up tough, 3rd down and 2.
Yeah, I mean, they just ran the ball at will in that first drive. Offensive line was getting good pushes, and, you know, just Dazon Miller is a powerful back. You know, and then that Muddle Huddle, we're used to that by now. That was just a creative play. I've never seen anything like that, the way the center tossed that over. So Academy Park has the edge early on. Let's see if Springfield can counter here.
1st down and 10. 6:31 here. More shotgun to man. Handoff up the gut. I believe that was to number 5, Teddy Wright. But this Springfield front is not full with any of these dives up the gut.
And number 15 on the stop there for Springfield. And that, it was a little bit of a high snap. That's going to throw off timing. That's going to get linebackers to flow more. Defensive lineman off their block, so that just a little bit high snap. Wasn't bad, but he has to bring the ball down, put it in Teddy Wright's breadbasket there, and that causes some problems, and you saw there a loss of 1 yard. Good job by Springfield up front.
2nd down and 11. Ball now spotted at the 24. Moores, shotgun, trips formation on the far side. He's going to look to his right. He's going to throw it intended to number 12, who's able to reel it in at midfield. Good job by Shamir Stroud. He's 6'2", and he used all of that to grab that one.
Yeah, big receiver. Same play we saw them run, you know, on the opening drive to Zach Cleary. This time, you just said it's Stroud, Shamir Stroud, right down the seam. Perfectly thrown ball by Moores, and that's a first down right at midfield for Academy Park.
27 yards on the pitch and catch. First down and 10. Ball spotted at Springfield's 49. Shotgun. It's going to be a handoff to right. He's going to lunge forward and be down at the 47.
Nice hard run there by Wright, but even better defensively. Way to flow there. Looked like number 56, one of the tacklers for Springfield. That's Daniel Gluck, the senior nose guard. Good job by him to shed a block. Read where Wright was going and bring him down.
Tackle an additional yard. Second down and 7 as the Knights have come out throwing here in the first quarter. Shotgun formation. 3 wide receivers for Moores. It's going to be a handoff up the gut. The other back was Burden, but Springfield was able to corral him at the 44.
Take number 36. Maybe 35 in on the stop. 4 Springfield for a short gain. I'm going to pick up a big third down here and probably 4 down territory if you're Academy Park. We didn't see him punt last week. And so you don't probably need it all here because they're going for it either way.
Handoff went to right off the run. Now 3rd down and 5 from the 44. Moores, 3 wide receivers, 2 backs on his hips. It's going to be a option. He's going to pitch it to the outside. Moores tosses it to Burden. He's going to be near that first down marker, but what a pitch by Moores.
Yeah, a little triple option out of the shotgun. He faked the inside read, and then Moores either going to run it or pitch it. He pitches it, and it was very well defended there. And it looks like they're having some substitutions there. I'm not sure.
Looks like they're going to indeed punt, Steve, but there was no gain on the play. It looked like he rolled out of bounds. So we're at, from my vantage point up in the booth, it looked like he went out of bounds near that marker. They gave him no gain on the play. Teddy Wright back to punt for the Knights. Number 9 and Joe Kenny to return for Springfield. Clean snap. It's a wobbler kick. And Kenny's going to let it bounce, but it's going to take a night bounce and be down at the 10.
I've been different with that call there. I mean, I think you can't go wrong. Punt it the way your defense is playing. Why not pin him inside right at the 5-yard line? I'm sorry about the 10,
they're going to mark it at the 9.
The 9-yard line. And the way your defense is playing, why not with an 8-0 lead?
So Springfield comes out. Their second drive of this opening quarter. 3:54 here. They went 3 and out. The Knights went down the field in their opening drive and found the end zone. Capitalized by a Miller touchdown. Vanelli's going to try and tie it up here. He's going to go under center. 2 wide receivers on the far side. He's going to look to give it to McKenzie instead. There's the ball is loose. The ball is loose. We're going to see who came up with it. Eric, you have a better vantage point.
They're fighting for it right now. It looks like Springfield did recover it, though. But it was loose. There was a pile under the trenches there. And
was it a handoff to the fullback? It didn't look like it went to McKenzie, though.
It just looked like the exchange from the quarterback and the running back didn't work out too well, and it fumbled right there right at the line of scrimmage.
All right, thank you, Eric. The handoff is going to back Springfield up to the 5. Loss of 4 on the play. Finelli, handoff up the gut, and full head of steam goes McKenzie. He's going to be down around the 16.
That's what McKenzie can do. He has that quick speed. Once he breaks a few tackles at second level, you can see what he can do. And a nice tackle there. Couldn't see who it was by Academy Park, but he had a lot of green in front of him and just tackles him right at the ankles. But it's going to bring up 3rd down and 3. Another big 3rd down here. If you're Springfield, you want to just get these chains moving again. You don't need points. It's only 8-0, but you want to flip field position.
Right, gain of 12 for the junior running back. Third down and three for Finale from the 16. Just under 2:30 remaining in the opening quarter. Play action. Roll out. It's going to be caught by Pupio for a first down. He goes airborne, but he gives the Cougars a much-needed first down to keep this drive alive.
Same play they ran on the last series they couldn't convert on. There was that roll out to the right. Fake handoff, misdirection. They roll out to the right towards the Cougar sideline, and they find his target, Vince Pupio, number six. Good connection from Finelli to Pupio, but better yet, great protection up front by the offensive line.
13 yards to Pupio, keeps this drive alive. First down and 10. Ball spotted at the 29. Finelli's in the shotgun. Man goes in motion, and Kenny, it's going to be a jet sweep to the outside. Throwing him down to the ground is Teddy Wright. He is not fooled on the edge.
Jet sweeps will not work tonight if you're Springfield. But, hey, you got to keep that defense honest. Again, they like to run inside. A few jet sweeps out there. Going to widen out those outside linebackers and those DNs. And then you can counter off that inside with some zone read plays. But right there, Teddy Wright does a great job from the linebacker position coming upfield and making a great tackle.
Loss of six on the sweep. Knights lead 8-0 with a minute 30 remaining here in the first quarter. We are in Springfield, Pennsylvania for this District 1 championship. Finale under center, three wide receivers. Loses the ball in the exchange. I believe Springfield recovered, but it's already becoming a problem. We've already seen this twice, Steve.
Yeah, it's a grass field. It's wet out, so the referees, they have towels. They got to wipe off the ball. The center and quarterback should have a towel as well. And the ball boys on the sideline are just as key as anyone else on the field tonight, trying to keep those balls. But I know it's not even raining now, but it rained enough before the game for the field conditions to be poor.
So the center to quarterback exchange loses four, setting up third down and 19 from the 20, as we are officially now under a minute remaining here in the first quarter. Finelli, shotgun, three wide receivers. He looks to his right. He's got a clean pocket. Now he's going to step up and be sacked.
And that is what you call a coverage sack right there. Great protection initially, but nobody is open. Great job from the defensive backfield of Academy Park. Nothing Finelli could do, and then a few defenders just closed in on him and brought him down. So they're going to have to punt from inside their 10-yard line.
Kenneth and Martin registered the sack. It's going to be fourth down and 30 from the 9 when we return. That's going to do it for the first quarter. Academy Park, 8. Springfield, 0. You are listening to this District 1 championship game on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back for the beginning of the second quarter. Academy Park 8, Springfield nothing. But Steve, Academy Park has really come out thrown with Moores.
Yeah, again, we're playing a tough defensive front in Springfield. Again, only allowing about 7.5 points a game. They're stout up the middle. They know they're going to run that zone read with Miller or Teddy Wright, and there's stuff in that. But Academy Park, you have to counter that. That's what good coaching is. That's what watching film's all about. And they've countered that with two huge passes down the seam. And right now, the 8-0 lead, going to get the ball back if they get a clean return.
Ball spotted at the 9. Yeah. Pupio is going to have to punt from his own end zone.
Yeah, so Academy Park should get very good field position.
Back to return the punt for the Knights is Phyllis and Martin. Martin last week did have a punt return for a touchdown, so he can fly down the sidelines. Clean snap. Knights go for the block. It is a clean punt. It's a good punt. It's going to bounce at the 49 and roll into Academy Park territory. Good punt from his own end zone to flip field position.
Excellent, excellent job there by Springfield right there to get that playoff. As you said, County Park brought some people to try to block it. Good job by those up backs to get them with the protection, and it got a little roll there, and now County Park's going to take over from their own 45. So very, very good. That could have been disastrous for Springfield, but they were able to get out of their own territory.
Their third drive of this game will begin at 11:51 here. We're in Springfield, Pennsylvania for this championship game between the top-seeded Springfield Cougars and number two Academy Park Knights. Morris comes out. Shotgun formation, four wide receivers. Ball is spotted at the 45. Burden goes in motion. They fake the jet sweep and decide to go long down the sidelines. It's going to be broken up. Good job by number four to break it up of Springfield. Gregory Tamaccio.
Yeah, Tamaccio with very good play on the ball there. He's listed at 5'9". You have Stroud listed at 6'1". So height advantage there, but if you go up for the ball at the same time and play the ball at the highest point, you can win those battles. And exactly what Tamaccio did there, great job on first down.
Incomplete pass to Stroud, sets up second down and 10. It's going to be a handoff to Miller, bouncing it to the outside. Springfield halt him at the 45. Good job by them. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up third down and 10.
Tried to run the zone read. Nothing doing, so I think Miller bounced it outside, but great job to flow and not lose contain by the Cougar defense, and they do exactly what they have been doing thus far in the running game, and they stop him for no gain.
11 minutes here in the second quarter. Miller scampered in from 8 yards out to give the Knights an early lead. They're looking to tack another score on here as they come out throwing. Shotgun formation, four wide receivers. It's going to be a handoff to Miller, who's hit in the backfield. It's going to be no gain once again. Fourth down and 10, they're going to have to punt.
Yeah, great job by Springfield here. So just when you think everything is going your way, if you're Academy Park, Springfield comes back and is going to force them to punt it away.
Player down on the field. We're going to step aside as well. The Knights lead 8-0 here with 10:43 remaining. You're listening to this championship game on HavenFootball.net.
Searching for a reliable heating and air conditioning company? Then DZO Mechanical is here to fulfill your every need. Privately owned, DZO offers residential and commercial services in heating, air conditioning, and ventilation. Since 2000, DZO has proudly served the Delaware County and Tri-State area, offering customers great service at fair rates. For a free estimate, call DZO at 484-454-3346 or online at www.dzomechanical.com.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. As the player's still down on the field, we're going to send it down to Eric, though. Eric, your vantage point, you're seeing these Knights have gashing yards in their first drive, and then since then, Springfield has really calmed down defensively.
Yeah, that was a really good stand by Springfield because Academy Park had pretty good field position, but that punt by Springfield really set them up nicely. Academy Park could have even had better field position, but yeah, Springfield's defense has stepped it up, but now we got to see when Springfield gets the ball back, can they counter offensively now? Defense has gotten better. But you know what the surprise to me is, and you guys alluded to it, Taylor Moore's his arm so far. He's been accurate, and that's really helped the run game out for Academy Park be even as good as, better than it normally is. So we'll see. Nice competitive game that Springfield kind of came back defensively here, so we'll see.
Last week, the Knights registered 7 sacks against Marple Newtown, Steve, but we see it right now early on. Finelli's trying to get those boots to the outside, get him on the run so he doesn't have to stay in the pocket. They have one tonight with Martin and Kenneth.
Yeah, they ran it a few times. They converted on one on third down and short. But even when they try to go deep, plenty of time offensive line's given them, but it's just, there's no one open, and it forced a coverage sack. So we'll see where Coach Chris Britton, of the head coach of the Cougars, tries to go here on offense once Springfield gets the ball back here.
Fourth down and 10 from their own 45-yard line. Wright's going to go back to punt for the Knights. To return for the Cougars is their wide receiver and running back, number 9, Joe Kennedy, alongside 13, Jaden McKenzie. McKenzie's on the near side while Kennedy's on the far side. Low snap. Wright boots it. It's a high one. It's going to be a fair caught by Kennedy. They're going to spot the ball at the 24-yard line. So their third drive will begin here, 10-27, trailing by 8.
Yeah, so very important to try to get something going. Again, only down by 8. Get a few first downs, a successful drive. It's going to do a lot for the confidence of this offense. You know this defense is going to settle down. Again, AP scored right away, 8-0, but last two drives on defense, they settled down. This offense needs to pick up something. Only one first down thus far this game. So we'll see if they do, you know, throw the ball a little bit more or continue to put the ball on the ground.
Shotgun formation for Finelli. Comes out. Five wide receivers. He's going to roll to his left and dump it down to number 20. Holds it in at the 29. Breaks a tackle. Lunges forward. Good job by number 29 of Springfield. Excuse me, that's number 20. That's Jack Spence.
Yeah, Spence, good job. He rolls out, gets into the flat. The sophomore hauls it in, turns off field, breaks the tackle, gets a few extra yards. Going to be second down and two. So a nice pickup of 8 yards on first down from Finelli to his receiver, Spence.
But you saw they went five wide receivers to spread the field. Now they come back, I formation, Finelli under center. Second down and two from the 32. It's going to be a false start. The left guard jumped. It's going to back him up 5.
That's going to be the first penalty of the game tonight, Dave. And good to see a clean game thus far. First penalty comes with 9:47 to go in the second quarter. But that hurts you. You're second and two. If they're a nice first down play, now you shoot yourself in the foot. And you can't do this against a defense like Academy Park.
Backs him up. Second down and 7. But that was unique as we saw 5 wide receivers. Essentially, you just try and spread them out and see what you can utilize going down the field. They have a wide receiver in Kennedy. You know he can do damage as he has 11 touchdowns on the year, but you got to find those other guys like Spence. Second down and 7. Shotgun formation. 2 wide receivers of far side to his left. It's going to be a screen pass caught by Kennedy and be hammered down at the 30. What a hit, but a good job by him to haul it in.
That's Togba Port. You should be seeing him in the first team All-Delco in papers because he is an animal on defense. What a great play there. He snuffed out that screen and just brought down Kennedy, number 9. And Springfield set up with 3rd down and 3.
Nearly got back the penalty yardage off the screen pass. 3rd down and 3 from the 31. Just under 9 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Cougars trail 8-0. Shotgun. Finelli is going to get pressure. He's going to get popped, but it's going to be reeled in for a first down by number 4 of the Cougars, Camacho. He stood in the pocket and took a lick.
Yeah, he took it from their best defensive lineman, Kenneth, who breaks through the line very quick off the ball, giving fits up front for Springfield, but he comes through the line and, as you said, put a lick on Finelli, but he stood in that pocket tough, delivered a strike on a crossing route, and that's a huge first down conversion by the Cougars of Springfield.
11 yards. They give the Cougars a first down to keep this drive alive. Ball spotted at the 42. Goes under center. It's going to be a handoff to number 13, McKenzie, and be halted at the 40. They're going to see where they spot the ball. We're going to wait. All right, so they're going to mark it down at the 41-yard line.
The number.
It's going to be a loss of 1.
Yeah, it looked like number 20 or 97 and Kenneth were in on the tackle there. But, again, they got low. They blew up the line of scrimmage and made a nice play.
2nd down and 11 from the 41. It's going to be a handoff to McKenzie once again, but he's going to elude one tackler, be tackled by number 99. At the 44-yard line. Good job of Concy Crawford to just wrap him up and grab him by the ankles.
Yeah, it looked like he wanted to run a stretch there and bounce it outside right off tackle. But Port does a good job, number 7, to steal that inside, force it in. And Academy Park's defenders inside do the rest. So Port with another excellent game tonight for Academy Park.
3rd down and 8 from the 44. Finelli, shotgun, three wide receivers. Looks to his right. He's going to step up, and he's going to hit Kennedy. Is at midfield. He spin moves, and it's going to be down in Knight's territory. It's going to be either fourth down in inches or fourth down in one. Eric, you have a better vantage point.
Yeah, they gave him a first down, it looks like. Yeah, first down Springfield. Only by a yard, though.
It's early on, but I'm impressed by his ability to stay in the pocket and take these big hits.
Yeah, Finelli, I mean, County Park's defense, they keep bringing those A-gap blitzes. This time it's Miller, DeJon Miller, number nine, who's the running back on offense. He comes through that A-gap, puts a lot of pressure on Finelli. But, again, a crossing route this time to the opposite side of the field for a first down.
First down in 10 from the Knights, 48. Finelli under center. He's going to hand off to McKenzie, and Kenneth is waiting for him. It's going to be a loss of two. Ball's going to be spotted at midfield.
And if you watch number 25 on film, Kenneth, he gets off the ball as fast as anybody in Delaware County. I mean, we watched a lot of film having to cover all these games for Marple Newtown, a lot of opponents. But Kenneth, I mean, he gets off that ball fast. He's like Cooper Moss of Marple Newtown, the way he gets off the ball. And right there, he shoots the gap and takes down the running back for a loss of 2 yards.
Nearly a five-minute drive for the Cougars with 6 minutes remaining before halftime. Second down and 12 from midfield. We have a timeout on the field. We're going to take one as well. The Knights lead 8-0 with 6:02 remaining here. You are listening to this District 1 championship game on HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. Second down and 12 after McKenzie basically ran into Kenneth behind the line.
Yeah, and our great statistician tonight, Eric Kelling, said Academy or Springfield with 10 attempts for only 5 yards, so you can just see the struggles they're having on the ground.
Finelli under center, I formation. He fakes and it's going to boot out to his left. He's going to be dropped by number 35, Dwayne Snipes, a captain. He had a lot of real estate off that play action. It was well orchestrated.
It was. Great play call there by Springfield. I mean, they sell that fake very good because Academy Park went for it. They had a lot of guys right there at the line of scrimmage. And Finelli rolled out, and he had his man, but just couldn't haul in. So big third down and 12 now for Springfield. But it's good to see these rollout plays, play action. It's going to be very key for them because, again, Academy Park selling out on the run thus far.
Academy Park is going for their third district championship in 4 years. Third down and 12 for the Cougars from midfield. Shotgun, three wide receivers. Finelli, they bring a blitz. He's going to get hit. And it's intended for Kennedy. He got popped. They brought a blitz. Miller, the running back, was able to hit him.
Yeah, Finelli's getting hit. I mean, he's been getting the ball off, not taking sacks. Only took one sack thus far, but those immediate blitzes, he's coming in, and he's able to get the ball. But nonetheless, incomplete pass, couldn't find his receiver there, and Springfield's going to have to pump. But a nice drive they put together here, took off some time, and they should be able to flip field position. They'll get the ball back to start the second half, so it's going to be very key for them to shut out County Park the rest of this half.
Phils and Martin back to return. Pupio's punt. It is a beauty. It's going to have to be fair caught. We'll see where they mark it down at. Continues to rock. So it's going to be in and around the 18-yard line. Good job by him.
So we know how good this Academy Park defense is. We saw last week Marple Newtown was able to drive on them, but once they got in the red zone, the field condenses and their defense was that much better. Here, Springfield's having trouble just trying to move the ball a little bit, but as I said, it was a nice drive they put together there, took a lot of time off the clock. Let's see if this defense can carry them into the half, only down 8-0.
Punt puts the ball at the 17-yard line. First down and 10 for Moores. They lead 8-0 with 5:44 on the clock. It's going to be a handoff to right. Full head of steam, plows his way down towards the 28.
And
They're going to give him the first down.
The sophomore Clemens, Patrick Clemens, makes a nice tackle there on right because he had a lot of room in front of him on that zone replay up the middle. But nonetheless, a first down and 10 for the Knights of Academy Park.
Wright goes for 11. First down and 10 from the 28. Just under 5:30 here in the second quarter. Three men move. I believe, Eric, that's going to be a false start or an illegal motion.
Yeah, it should be a false start. And number two, the receiver, Burton. Burton actually moved. That's a false start for Academy Park.
Thank you, Eric. It looked like they're we saw this last week, Steve, where they try to utilize these bubble screens or these quick passes to the outside or to utilize these running backs in so many different ways that sometimes they get a little antsy.
Yeah, I saw both receivers just they step back like they were going to come get a little screen, bubble screen, you said, or a spot pass outside. But, you know, they moved at the same time as the running backs moved in. It got him early there.
First down and 15 after the penalty. They're going to fake the jet sweep. Wright's going to go up the gut and carry a few Cougar defenders down to the 32.
Well, it's going to be about second down. We'll see where they spot it here. Should be about five or six for Academy Park here with 4:40 remaining here in the first half. They lead 8-0, Dave, but we've seen them come out early, strike early, but since then it's been a defensive battle.
Wright goes for 5 yards. They give the Knights second down and 5 from the 33. Shotgun formation, 4 wide receivers. Morris puts his running back on his right hip. It's going to be a toss that way to Wright. He stiff arms and then be hit by number 10. Good job by him, the Holt. That is David Strolley, who was able to go one-on-one with Wright.
Yeah, that was one of my players to watch, Strolley. Very big, strong safety for Springfield. He able to come up. Couldn't see who initially got Wright, but he slowed him up, and Strolley was able to finish him off there. And it's a very hard defense to run outside on. We saw it on a few plays. The jet sweep, they got nowhere, and right there, nothing doing. So good job by Springfield. Let's see if they can hold him here on third down.
Fourth drive of the night, third down and 3 from the 35. Cougars look like they're bringing the house. It's going to be a handoff up the gut. The right continues to chop his feet. They're saying the ball is loose. Eric, do we have a fumble down on the field?
Yeah, I mean, the ball definitely came out. Yeah, and they're signaling Springfield ball. It looked like he could have been down, though, or it should have been forward progress, but nonetheless, Springfield's got it.
Number 35 of Springfield came out of it, Dwayne Snipes.
Was there an official signal?
Official signal.
I didn't see it up here. Okay.
But I don't know. From my vantage point, it should have been called dead for progress.
It looked like there was about 3 guys that jumped on, but he continued to move the pile.
We saw that in film on last week. He keeps turning those legs, and these referees aren't quick with blowing that whistle. And as you saw there, it hurt Academy Park. But what a huge, huge defensive stand there to get that ball back with 3:20 to go.
First turnover tonight. Springfield comes out. 3:26 here on the clock. First down and 10. Finelli's under center. He's going to go for the home run to Kennedy, and is nearly intercepted. Intended for Kenny. On the coverage was Devontae Brown.
Try to hit him quick there after the turnover. You go to your best player, Kennedy, and just overthrow him a little bit. It looked like he had to rush that with some pressure coming in his face. And you get a lot of pressure in a quarterback's face enough, you're gonna keep getting. He's gonna keep trying to throw that ball, get it out quick because he's you know, where's that pressure coming from next play? So
right,
that's what happened there. Just overthrow him a bit, but second down and 10 for Springfield.
Finale, ball spot at the 42 under center. 3 wide receivers behind him is McKenzie. He's gonna fake it and then throw it back to him. Number 7 of the Knights was able to apply the pressure. He's been all over the field. That is the captain in port. But he was able to roll, and it looked like it was well play designed because he had some room to run if he was able to reel it in.
Yeah, well, it was a fake handoff and then a little throwback to running back screen, halfback screen. But, again, pressure off the outside by Port, forced an errant throw, and third down and 10. But this is a hard defense to run a screen on. I mean, you would think a defense that just shoots the gaps, comes off field hard, you can get them with a screen, but this defense plays screens very well.
Third down and 10 after 2 incomplete passes. Finelli, shotgun, looks to his right. He's going to step up in the pocket. He's just going to take off. He's going to be knocked out of bounds at the 40.
Yeah, couldn't really keep his footing there.
Crawford was able to push him out of bounds. If you're Springfield, you're most likely going for it, Steve.
Well, you're at the Carey Park 38-yard line. There's 2:55 to go. I mean, the way your defense is playing, I think you got to punt this ball away, and I think that's what they're going to do. Yeah, it's just a smart decision by Coach Britton. I mean, you do not want to give him a short field because, again, you're getting the ball to start the second half. Why not punt it away and let your defense finish off the half?
Ball's at the 38, fourth down and six. Pupio is going to punt it, and it's going to mark down. We're going to see the official spot. He's going to pin him at the one-yard line.
Excellent job. That's why you punt. That's why you play field position. As I said, it's going to be key tonight. And kind of a defensive battle, but with weather conditions hurting a grass field. So good job by there for Springfield to punt it away. And now Carey Park, very dangerous. Again, they like to go out of a shotgun. I don't think they've been under center all year long. So very, very dangerous spot for them inside the one-yard line because they're going to be getting a snap about 4 yards into the end zone.
Their fifth possession of this game will start from the one-yard line. Shotgun formation, four wide receivers. Clock to 2:33. Moore's just going to heave it, and it's going to be in and out of the hands of Burden. He beat his man in Kennedy and had a lot of room to go down the field.
I really like the play call there. Very aggressive. Springfield's thinking you're trying to run it. Get a little room to work with out of the end zone, but they go with it. Moores puts the ball a little behind his target, but as you said, Dave, he had his man beat, and it might have been 6 points there.
Hey, guys, we have a score on the Garnet Valley game.
Garnet Valley trails 21-0.
Yep, and they're playing a tough North Penn team. Garnet Valley season has been very successful, especially in these playoffs in the 6A.
Second down and 10 from the 1. It's going to be an option. The ball is loose in the end zone. We're going to have to wait for the official signal. It's going to be a safety for 2 points. Number 1, and Moore's recovered the fumble to prevent the touchdown, but Springfield gets on the board, particularly from special teams.
Yep, special teams, defensive battle, and a championship game. Special teams have to come up huge, and they have. For Springfield twice on this drive to punt it inside the one-yard line. You don't see that much at the high school level. You don't see it on any level, really. But inside the one-yard line, and then right there, they got a safety off a missed handle by Moores. And just like that, 8-2, Springfield's on the board, and they're going to get the ball back with 2:22 left in the half.
Now, Eric, was that a read option that was going on in the end zone, or that there's a bobble by Moores?
Look, from my vantage point, Moore's just bobbled it. It's still coming down. The rain is constant. It's steady. And it's not hard, but, you know, I think that really played a factor there. Moore's bobbled it. And he's lucky that he recovered it because there was a slew of Springfield defenders right there to try to get that touchdown. But nice momentum swing for Springfield. And here we go. They're going to get the ball back.
We're going to send it to Jim real quick. Jim, you said you had a good vantage point?
Yeah, I'm on the other side of the field on the AP side. I was right at the goal line, actually into the end zone. And, the quarterback just misread the snap. It was a little low, and that was it. The quarterback for AP did a good job of just falling on it. And, you know, you got to take your losses at that point, Dave. Back to you.
Thank you, Jim. As Springfield gets the safety, they're back in this one. Trailing 8-2, they get the ball. They also get the ball to begin the second half.
And Dave, on a safety, you have to kick it from your own 20-yard line. That's what Carey Park's going to do. So Springfield should have excellent field position.
Kenneth in to punt this one away. It's actually going to be a kick. It's returnable for Kennedy from his own 30-yard line. Full head of steam, still on his feet. He's going to bounce it to the outside and be tackled down by number 21 of the Knights, Martise Martin, who saved the touchdown, basically.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Kenny, their playmaker, best player on the field, is able to get a return, and when you're a returner, you love those opportunities. You don't get many of them because Carey Park wants to keep the ball away from you, but on this instance with a punt, you know, it's a little different. So they were able to kick it to him. Good blocking in the wedge. He's able to break it, turn it up, close to the sideline, but he gets hawked from behind and brought down. So good job by Academy Park, but nonetheless, great field position for Springfield to take over here.
2:15 here in the second quarter. Ball spot at the 42 as the crowd comes alive. It's going to be a handoff to McKenzie. Full head of steam. One man to beat. And he is tripped up by the secondary. Martin saves a touchdown. McKenzie looked like he was going towards the end zone.
Yep.
So there's about 2:07 remaining. They stop the clock after the first down. He bolts down to the 16.
And that's why you have to continue to run the ball. Looked like there was a zone read inside to McKenzie, and he takes it up the gut with a head of steam and a touchdown-saving tackle by one of County Park's defenders. First down for Springfield.
Shotgun formation, three. It's going to go right back to McKenzie. Another huge hole up front. He's able to plow his way down towards the 10.
I like what they're doing here. They're spreading out. They're not going in the eye. You're bunching. When you're in the eye, you're bunching it up. You're letting a good defense play inside the box, a tough defense that's been beating you. And here you spread them out. You go shotgun, and you run the zone read.
Knights burn a timeout as we're going to come back. Second down and five from the 11. You are listening to this District 1 Championship on HavenFootball.net.
Zenith Public Adjusters proudly supports the Marple Newtown Football Tigers.
Coach Gicking and his staff. Zenith Public Adjusters ask, if you feel you may have property damage to your home or business, to allow us an opportunity to review your coverage and consult on the full extent of your damages. All consultations are at no cost. Zenith Public Adjusters remains immensely grateful to all of our existing and past customers. Customer referrals make up over 95% of our client base. When disaster strikes, call morning, noon, or night. Zenith Public Adjusters are open and ready for your call. Call 610-359-8454 for more details.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reed.
And Springfield's going to take over now about the 22-yard line, up by one.
18-yard return for the senior wide receiver. First down and 10 from the 22, 11:53 on the clock. Finelli hands it off to McKenzie, sidesteps one tackler, is able to lunge forward and gain about one.
They run a shift there, a little motion with the tight end. He goes to play side. They try to run a power play that side, but nothing doing. Academy Park reads it, and Springfield gets about one, so second and nine here to open up the second half, Dave.
Plethora of Knights on the tackle. You had Port and DeFonso in on the tackle. Second down and nine from the 23. Under center is Finelli. Puts a man in motion. It's going to be a handoff to McKenzie, and he is going to be whacked behind the line of scrimmage. You have Kenneth in addition to, I believe, number 10 for the Knights. They were not fooled off, and that is badness. But, Steve, those linebackers shot out of a cannon.
They did. It was a misdirection play. So you fake one side, you hand it off to the opposite side there. So, you know, that timing really allowed those guys to come on the blitz and disrupt it in the backfield. So now you're faced with third down and long, 12 to be exact. Springfield's in a tough spot here.
Opening drive of the second half. Finelli under center, needs 12 yards. He's on the 20. They're going to fake the reverse and then throw a screen back to McKenzie. He's got daylight. He's past the 30, and he's going to be tripped up. Stays on his feet. He's at the 41, and they're waiting for a flag as he's pushed out of bounds. It's going to be a late hit from the 41-yard line. So the screen pass to McKenzie gets to the 41. It's going to be a completion of 21 yards. Tackle on the personal foul.
Great play call there. You got a man in motion. You fake the jet, fake a handoff. So a double fake there, and you come back with this middle screen to McKenzie. He runs towards the Springfield sideline and gives himself up. He's about to step out and just gets walloped by a defender of Academy Park. And that's going to tack on 15. So it goes from 3rd and 12. It looked like Academy Park coming out of his half ready to go. And just like that, Springfield's across midfield in great field position.
They're going to put the ball at the 44-yard line of Academy Park. So they go from their 20 to the opposing side's 44. Just under 10:30 here in the third quarter. Springfield's opening drive to begin the second half.
In this shotgun with one back with McKenzie next to Finelli, it's been working all game. That's where they're getting all their rushing yards. I know their touchdown came out of the I formation, but other than that, they're getting stuffed up front because that I formation, that extra fullback's not doing anything the way that Academy Park is playing it. So for them to be in shotgun, I think it's going to help them.
Ball spot at the 41, second down and 7. Man goes in motion for Finelli. And he's going to hand it off McKenzie off the right side. He's still on his feet. Breaks one tackler. He's going to get this sideline. And he is down. Dives for the end zone. Waiting for the official signal. He's in from 41 yards out.
I'm glad they didn't listen to me because they go back under center. Now this time they bring the tight end in motion. It looked like they were running power. They come back with a counter play. Excellent cut there by McKenzie. Great blocking backside. He does the rest. Goes down the Springfield sideline, hits the pylon, takes out the referee. But that's 6 points for Springfield. They extend this lead 15-8, pending an extra point.
That is McKenzie's second touchdown of the evening. Corey's in the kick, the extra point. Now, this is critical because if he makes the extra point, it will make it an 8-point advantage. Clean snap, kick is up. The kick is no good. I believe they call it wide right. Cougars have a 15-8 lead. We're here in the third quarter, 9:33 remaining. You're listening to this championship game on HavenFootball.net.
If you suffer from back or neck pain, injury or headaches, then Dr. Tom Graziano and the Advanced Chiropractic Center are here to help. Dr. Graziano and the Advanced Chiropractic Center have been serving Delaware County residents for over 15 years. They take a gentle approach and utilize current techniques to help manage your pain. To address your back and neck-related pain or injuries, call the Advanced Chiropractic Center today at 610-356-2300 or visit drtomgraziano.com and tell them the Tigers Radio Network sent you.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football. Right here on HavenFootball.net.
McKenzie scores from 41 yards. He has a total of 99 on the evening. It gives the Cougars a 15-8 advantage here in the third quarter. But, Steve, what a change of momentum.
Yeah, it really was. It all came down to that play. That screen pass followed by a personal foul, which was right on the borderline. But you had to throw because he was on his way out of bounds. And right from there, they go by formation, counterplay to their running back McKenzie for his second one of the day. Just at 99 yards on the night tonight. And that's 15-8, 7-point lead for Springfield.
Phyllis and Martin in to return. It looks like almost an onside kick by Corey. It's going to go out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Interesting because we've seen Springfield hold the ball almost all evening on these kickoffs. You're waiting for almost a feel of an onside kick.
Yeah, the way he's lined up, the ball's on the far hash this time from the Springfield sideline. He's kicking it that way, and the way he's lining up, it looks like he's doing it onside, but it's a little pooch kick. This one's shorter, and it rolls out of bounds. And
see the 38-yard line? I believe, Eric, they're going to spot the ball at the 38.
Yep, it's right at the 38-yard line, 37.5, 38-yard line.
I believe the high school rule is once it's out of bounds, I guess it goes to the 35, but since it was beyond that, he'll take it at the 38 because there was no flag, I don't think, that was thrown. So they'll leave it there.
So the Knights take over their first possession of the second half with 9:33 here in the third. Shotgun formation for Morris from the 38-yard line. He's going to throw a direct to the outside. It's going to be dropped by number 12 in Stroud. It looked like he was trying to go up the field before he reeled it in, Steve.
Yeah, a little spot pass outside to Stroud. He had some blockers in the front, but nonetheless, it was pretty well defended either way by Springfield, but he just couldn't haul that in again. Some wet conditions out there. Rain's coming down steady. And second down and 10 right now for Academy Park. We'll see if they try to go back to the ground game, but we do know they've had success with those seam routes earlier in the game.
And don't discount the Knights. They've been in the championship game. They're going for their third championship in 4 years. Second down and 10 after the incomplete pass to Stroud. It's going to be a handoff up the gut, and he's still on his feet. Miller's going to break free. He's at the 30, 20. 15, 10, 5, Knights answer.
No flags on the field, and just like that, two plays, the Knights answer. And you caught it right on cue, Dave. This team is in their third district title in the fourth year. They're experienced. They're not faced by a 7-point deficit. And just like that, they tie it up. Or they're down by one, and we know they like to go for two out of these model huddles, and they can take the lead here.
It's going to be a 62-yard burst by Miller, his second of the day. Now, Steve, we already talked about special teams. We're going to see if they elect to go for two, to go for the lead. One would tie it up.
Yeah, they're going to line up in that muddle huddle formation. We'll see if they like something here, but right now it looks like they're going to go for it.
Phyllis is directly behind the center. He is a quarterback and wide receiver on the depth chart. Now they're going to group a huddle once again. There seems to be some confusion, but Wright looks like he's going to attempt this extra point out of a number three Perkins hold. This would tie it up.
And that's a delay game. I was waiting for that, and they were going to snap it directly to the kicker. And you see that on film. They like to do this, and
that's a big penalty.
That's huge. They didn't get it off, and that was the right. I mean, they took a lot of time because they didn't have the right personnel out there, and then with them in the muddle huddle, they had to shift back. They had to line up for the kick, and then back judge. Once he puts up that five, that's 5 seconds to go. He threw that flag, and
it's their only second penalty of the night, but it could be crucial now because they're going to go for two. The ball is going to be spotted at the seven because the ball is originally at the 2 yard line. Moores, shotgun, four wide receivers. He's going to look to his right, come back to his left, and it's going to be batted down. There's going to be interference in the end zone on Kennedy.
That was the correct call. The back judge was right there. He hit him. He did hit him before the ball came. I mean, you could say it was. They both were going for the ball, but I think he got a shoulder into him, whether Kennedy did it on purpose or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously not on purpose, but you know what I mean. He hit him before he was able, and that altered his route. So it was a good call.
It was intended for Stroud going over the middle, but now it looks like they possibly could just kick the extra point because I believe the ball's now at the one because the penalty occurred in the end zone, Steve. It's a 4 yard line?
Half the distance.
That's half the distance, okay. Yeah.
At the 3.5-4 yard line.
So it's going to be an extra point attempted by Teddy Wright. Clean snap. The kick is up. Kick is good. We are tied at 15 apiece here in the third. 9:15 remaining. You're listening to this championship game on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Back and forth we go, Steve. Miller answers for the night, 62 yards out. They kicked the extra point in right. We are now tied at 9:15 here in the third quarter in Springfield High School. Scores from around the league, the 6A championship, North Penn leads Garnet Valley 28-17. We're gridlocked here at 15 apiece as Kenneth gets ready to boot this one away. We've seen two long runs, though. McKenzie and Miller could be a puncher's fight going forward. Back to return. The kick is Kennedy. It's a high kick. It's going to go right to Kennedy at the 9-yard line. He's going to go off the far side and be thrown down at the 21-yard line.
Excellent kick coverage there by Academy Park. And once again, he's been all over the field tonight for Academy Park. He comes up with another play, and that's Kyle Martin.
This evening now, you have Miller, 9 carries, 77 yards, 2 touchdowns, compared to McKenzie's 99. So the next yard he gains, he'll clips 100 for this championship ball game.
They get a battle of two very good, three backs, really, because you got to add Teddy Wright in that mix. So a lot of good backs in this game, and rightfully so. That's why they're in this position.
First down and 10 from the 20, 9:08. It's going to be a swing pass to the outside. It's going to be reeled in. Fumbled. It is fumbled. Number five in right forced the fumble. Steve, were you able to see who reeled it in, though?
I couldn't tell who was able to pick that up. Looked like number 66, their offensive lineman, was able to hop on that. And that's Joe Radico, the center. But they go with a little swing pass there, and the slot guy made a nice pancake block to spring free, number 11 for Springfield. That was Dorham Jr., but he put it on the ground. Nonetheless, Springfield was able to recover it.
Ball is spotted at the 24, second down and six. It's going to be a hand up. McKenzie is going to bounce it to the outside. He's past the 30. Good job by him to skip out of bounds at the 35 and pick up a Cougar first down.
Go with that power play to the left now. Bring the big tight end in motion. Run behind him, number 87. He's been doing a good job blocking thus far. And that's Steve Sulpizio, the senior. And McKenzie does the rest there. Picks up the first down for the Cougars.
Clips is 100 yards for this ball game. Now he's also at 110 for the Cougars offensively. Pinelli under center. First down and 10 from the 35. 8:15 remaining here in the third. Tied at 15 apiece. Play action. He's going to roll to his right. He has an open Pupio who's going to be tripped up. But a good reception by him as it was thrown on the run. Ball's going to be spotted at the 43.
That's a big time throw there on the run. Yeah, Teddy Wright right there on the back hip of Pupio. But he was able to haul that in, but also a great tackle there by Jamal Martin, who's able to uppercut him and stop him short of a first down. But second down and two, and they like those rollout plays. They ran them a few times tonight. Guy sneaks out, and he's wide open there. So good job, good execution by Springfield.
Finelli's been on the move all evening. Second down and two from the 43. I formation goes to McKenzie. He bolts it up. He breaks free. He's into night territory and making a huge tackle, preventing a touchdown. I was unable to see from the secondary, Steve, but
that was Shannon Phillips, number 11. That's a touchdown-saving tackle. And McKenzie, I mean, Miller and Teddy Wright have great bursts of speed, but when you see McKenzie go to that second level, I mean, he hits that hole hard, and he hits it fast.
He's only gotten stronger as the game progressed, both of them. They've gotten stronger here in the third quarter. It's first down and 10 from the Knights, 45. I formation once again. They go right back to him. Why not? Huge hole. He's going to be tackled down at the 39. Making the tackle was number 9, Miller.
Yeah, DeJon Miller makes a tackle. We go with that counter play that he scored on last drive to take that 15-8 lead before County Park scored. They go back in that counterplay without the tight end motion by Sulpizio, and this time it's better defended, but still they pick up 6 yards there, and you'll take that.
Second down and four coming up, 6:30 here in the third quarter. Cougars driving as it is tied at 15 apiece. Finelli under center, I formation, two wide receivers on the far side. It's going to be a fullback dive to Snipes. He's going to lunge forward and get down to the 35. Give him four.
I mean, you got quick defensive linemen that are fast off the ball. A great way to counter that is a quick handoff to your up back, the fullback right there. He gets that quick handoff and plunges forward. That's going to make it third down and one. I like the play call there by Coach Britton and his staff.
They spot the ball at the 36. The 35 will be a first down. Third down and one. It's a quick hitter to McKenzie at the line. It appears that he got it, but a good job by the Knights up front. You had Miller, Port, and company to go along with Martin. He only needed a few inches, though.
Yeah, I mean, that is close. Yeah, they give him the first down. I'm surprised they didn't go with a QB sneak, another quick hitter there. But they hand it off to Miller, and he gets it barely. But nonetheless, he does, and that's going to move the sticks.
Eric, that was only a few inches he needed.
Yeah, luckily it was only a few inches because Academy Park came up and stuffed him. I mean, he barely got maybe a yard there. That's about it.
First down and 10 from the 34. It's going to be a handoff from the shotgun to McKenzie. He's able to get down around the 35 back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they go to zone read there out of shotgun. Hands off to McKenzie. This time nothing doing. A second down and 10. And
they gave him four progress. So it's going to be down to 34.
So few consecutive plays in a row. They've been running the ball. Let's see if they try to go play action here and set something up deep.
5 minutes remaining here in the third. Second down and 10 for Finelli. He's under center. Three wide receivers. He's going to roll to his right. Flags down on the far sideline. He's just going to slide and then be completely whacked by two Knights. There's the flag. It's going to be unnecessary roughness on the quarterback. Jim is right there with a good vantage point. Jim, can you tell us what happened exactly? Because he dove on after he gave himself up.
Yeah, AP comes in late. Back is.
Jim's cutting in now. We're going to keep. But Steve, I believe the quarterback's down. That was just completely unnecessary.
Yeah, so there's one flag. I'm not sure who that's on. Might have been on Springfield. But, again, he gives himself up. And when we say give himself up, he slides. And when you slide, you're automatically down, especially at this level. Once your knee hits the ground, you slide. And I think from behind, he kind of got rolled up on so hopefully nothing with his neck. We're not going to speculate that. But hopefully he's all right down there.
Remember, in high school football, touch the knee, you're down. You can't get back up again like
right.
You can in pros in college and move. So once you see a player touch down, you're not allowed to go after him anymore. And that was a blatant hit after the fact. And I don't know whether that call, original call was offensive or defensive pass interference that happened on the other side of the field. It's too hard
yeah.
to tell.
And, Mike, I think it maybe an offensive pass interference because I think it might have been a designed bootleg. They went with play action bootleg, and I think he was blocking downfield. The offensive the receiver was blocking downfield. But we'll see. We haven't seen any calls. Good to see the quarterback up, Finelli, and welcome to the sideline.
So we still have to await the official call. Eric, do you have a better vantage point on what the first call was?
Yeah, the first flag looked like in the area of holding on the right side of Springfield's line, and then the personal foul, as we know, probably on Academy Park. But let's see, the official's coming up. They're talking about it. He's going to come up and call this.
So it's going to be.
He just called holding on defense and personal foul? Did I just see
that? I believe he called it on offense because they're backing him up.
I saw a hold toward the Academy Park.
Yeah.
That was a signal from the referee. But
see, I think he was also, it could have been that he was signaling first down too. That's where his arm was going.
He did that after. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully we get.
They're still talking about with Coach Voshevsky on the far sideline.
Nonetheless, they just marked it up. I mean, they're inside the 20 now. So
it's going to be off the personal foul,
right? If it was on both, it would have been offsetting. Well, it was a dead ball foul, but I believe it's still offsetting.
Yeah, I believe you're right, which is what.
It's going to be a personal foul against Academy Park. That's the only signal I read.
Regardless.
Did you guys grab the other one?
I think it was a hold on the defense.
Yeah, he signaled. Yeah, you guys are right. He did signal hold on Academy Park.
So,
they
moved the ball up twice. So
it's a hold against Academy
and
Park and then a dead
ball
personal foul against the Knights.
If both, for the listeners listening in, if both fouls occurred during the play, only one would be accepted, one would be declined. But since one was during the play and one was afterwards, both will be accepted. And Springfield is about – they're at the 9-yard line now. So
DiCiaccio checks in for Finelli because he has to come out because he was the injured player. You have to think this is going to McKenzie. First down and goal from the 9. 4:45 here in the third quarter. It's going to be a handoff to McKenzie. Goes forward. Doesn't have much wiggle room.
Yeah, everyone in the stadium knew that ball was going to McKenzie. And you know, nothing against the backup quarterback there of Springfield. But, again, you know, when you're on the sideline for most of the game with Finelli out there, you don't want your quarterback, a backup, to make a mistake there. So they hand it off to McKenzie, and he picks up a few yards, about three there.
But he's going back in. That number two is still not ready.
All right, but DiCiaccio was their quarterback last year. He is a senior, Steve. We saw him last year. So he does have experience to throw the ball. Ball's at the 6, 3-yard gain for McKenzie. Second down and goal. It's going to be a keeper and be thrown down in the backfield. What a job by the Knights front in order to make a huge play. Were you able to see who made that, Steve?
Yeah, Elijah Berryman, number 37, the sophomore linebacker, shot off the edge or unblocked and just brought down the quarterback. So a huge loss there.
I believe there's a player down on the field. It's going to be a loss all the way back. Ball is spotted at the 17-yard line. We're going to step aside here as we're gridlocked at 15 apiece. You are listening to Championship Football on HavenFootball.net.
Searching for a reliable heating and air conditioning company? Then DZO Mechanical is here to fulfill your every need. Privately owned, DZO offers residential and commercial services in heating, air conditioning, and ventilation. Since 2000, DZO has proudly served the Delaware County and Tri-State area, offering customers great service at fair rates. For a free estimate, call DZO at 484-454-3346 or online at www.dzomechanical.com.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. Injured players down, still down on the field. We're going to send it to Eric, though. You have momentum going forward, and then you have a huge sack. That's got to hurt.
Yeah, just unfortunate that Finelli went down, and he's been sidelined for a couple plays. And the backup, he does have experience, but, you know, like you guys said, you're coming in cold. You don't really have a lot of rhythm. And Academy Park's defense is just one of the best around. I mean, you can't really blame the backup there. So, yeah, that takes a lot out of you because, you know, you want to at least try to get in field goal range, and that could really push him out of field goal range right there.
Yeah, Steve, especially tonight, you got rain, you got factor in wind, you're within the 10, and then that sack put you at the 17, third down and goal. So the backup quarterback in DiCiaccio still in. Shotgun, he's looking for the end zone, and Pupio, who's going to be grabbed towards the end zone. Are they going to call it? They're going to say incomplete pass along the sidelines. A lot of contact, though.
They said he bobbled, so maybe we couldn't see from down there, but it looked like he might have been able to haul it in, but he bobbled it out of bounds. But again, there was contact. It looked like he almost got pulled back. So no call there, and it's going to be 4th and 17, and we'll see.
They're going to kick it, Steve. Corey's going to kick it. This is going to be about a 34-yard field goal. We'll see what Corey's got. A junior kicker from 34 yards out. Clean snap. Kick is up. He's got the leg. That is going to be good. 34 yards out. Gives the Cougars an 18-15 lead. 3:23 remaining here in the third quarter. We're going to step aside as you are listening to Championship Football on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Corey from 34 yards out gives the Cougars an 18-15 lead with 3:23 remaining here in the third quarter. Both teams have exchanged punches. We see McKenzie go down the field. Then Miller burst one down the sidelines. We have a close one here in Springfield.
Yeah, we do. We'll see how Academy Park can answer here. Last time we saw them answer with a touchdown after the McKenzie long touchdown, but again, a few penalties, but a clean game for the most part. That late hit penalty that was assessed did hurt them. So that's two late hit penalties on Academy Park, which resulted in touchdowns eventually for Springfield on those drives.
Corey's in the kick this one away. Last attempt was an onside. We'll see what they elect to do. It's going to be a boot. It's going to be returnable from the 20-yard line is Martin. He's going to bounce it to the far side. He's still on his feet. He's got some lead blockers. He's going to stiff arm a man and be thrown out of bounds. Good job by him. He's going to be marked at the 35-yard line. Good open field tackle.
Looked like Martin had some room to run. He probably should have cut up at one point, but nonetheless, County Park, Tyler Moores will take over with pretty good field position right at about the 34-yard line here. And County Park down by three, 18-15 with 3:13 to go here, Dave. We have ourselves a ball game here in the District 1 5A championship.
First down and 10 from the 34. Last possession resulted in a 62-yard burst by Miller. They fake the jet sweep. They go up the gut to Teddy Wright, who's going to weave his way down towards the 40.
There you go. That jet dive. Fake the jet inside zone to Teddy Wright. And good pickup there on first down of about 6 yards. Make it second down and four for Academy Park here.
Daniel Gluck registered the tackle, but not before a gain of six for Wright.
Let's see if County Park decides to keep it on the ground or maybe put it in the air.
Second down and four from the 40. Moores, two backs on his hips. Now he puts a man in motion in Burden. He's going to fake it. It's going to be a screen pass behind the line of scrimmage. There's a flag thrown in that area.
Yeah, there's one right there, right where he caught on the line of scrimmage. So, it'll be interesting what they call here. No signal yet. That's going to be
a legal block in the back against the Knights. So, we've already seen a handful of penalties influence this game against Academy Park.
Yeah, so this time they flank her out. They will go deuce back. They flank her out one to the far side or to the near side of the field towards the Springfield bench. They go with that fake zone read. They throw out the bubble, but I guess that one of the receivers blocking on the bubble hit someone in the back, and that's going to push it back 5 yards. I'm sorry, 10.
Second down and 14. It's going to be a handoff to right. He's got a burst of speed, and he's going to be marked down at the 47-yard line. Give the Knights a much-needed first down pickup of 17.
Yeah, second and 14, no problem. Let me hand it off. If you're Moores, you're looking left or right, and this time he looks left. He hands it off to Teddy Wright, and he cuts up and takes it for our first down, first and 10.
Tack on an additional yard, puts the ball at the 48-yard line. Just under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Knights trail, 18-15. First down and 10 for Moores. He's going to look to put this one in the air. It's going to be reeled in at the 45-yard line. Good job by number 23 to reel it in. And Phyllis, throwing him out of bounds, was Pupia.
Yeah, Phyllis with a curl route. Good cushion there. And Moores decided to throw it. He hauls it in, steps out of bounds, and a nice gain there of about six on first down.
They mark the ball at the 46. Second down and four for Moores and the Knights. Four wide receivers as they spread the field. Burden goes in motion. They're going to go with the jet sweep to the outside. He's going to try and get the edge. He gets it. He's down the sidelines. He's got one man to beat, and he is in for a night touchdown.
Jet sweep to the far side of the field towards the Academy Park sideline, and there was a crack block there. I couldn't see who was it, who it was by, but that sprung him because Springfield initially flowed very well, but they got hooked on the edge by that crack block, and that was that from there. That's a touchdown, a big touchdown. What a way to answer a field goal by Academy Park as they regain the lead 21-18 pending the extra point.
A 1 minute, 13-second drive capped off by a 46-yard touchdown by Burden. Gives the Knights a 21-18 lead here, 1 minute remaining. In the kick, the extra point is Kenneth now, not Wright. It's going to be out of a number three Perkins hold. Clean snap, kick is up, the kick is good. It gives the Knights a 22-18 lead here with 1 minute remaining in the third. You are listening to Championship Football on HavenFootball.net.
Zenith Public Adjusters proudly supports the Marple Newtown Football Tigers.
Coach Gicking and his staff. Zenith Public Adjusters ask, if you feel you may have property damage to your home or business, to allow us an opportunity to review your coverage and consult on the full extent of your damages. All consultations are at no cost. Zenith Public Adjusters remains immensely grateful to all of our existing and past customers. Customer referrals make up over 95% of our client base. When disaster strikes, call morning, noon, or night. Zenith Public Adjusters are open and ready for your call. Call 610-359-8454 for more details.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
So, Steve, back and forth we go. The Knights answer by Birding going down the sidelines off the jet sweep for 46 yards.
Yeah, great execution there. As I said, there was a nice key block on the edge to seal it. And from there, Burton took it to the house down the Academy Park sideline.
Gives the Knights a 22-18 lead. Kenneth in to kick this one away. It's going to be returnable for Kennedy. It's going to bounce at the 15 and hop to him at the 8. He's going to lead. He's got a full head of steam and be tackled down at the 30. Number 81 made the tackle for the Knights. That is Robert Long.
Yeah, Robert Long in on the tackle as well as Torrance Wright, number 32. And that will set up Springfield right about their 31-yard line. They take over with just under a minute to go, down 22-18.
One of the factors here, guys, is we got to remember Academy Park's defense has been on that field a long time.
Right.
Academy Park's been scoring quickly, so they keep throwing defense, and then Springfield's taken quite a while to score points.
Time of possession is being crucial. First down and 10, 54 seconds remaining from the 31. It's going to be a handoff to McKenzie. Knights are not fooled. They're going to throw him backwards. Number 7 made the tackle in Port.
Yeah, Port coming in, dominating up front all season long, continues that tonight. And nothing doing for a loss of 3 as this clock is running down. Springfield probably going to have to get one more playoff before we head into the fourth quarter of this District 1 title game.
Last drive was capped off by a 34-yard field goal. Finelli is going to look to come back, but he is still injured. It's going to be a handoff to McKenzie. He's going to cut it back. He's at the 40, and he's going to make one night miss. He's going to be tackled at midfield. We've seen several touchdown-saving plays this evening.
And there you go. Just when you think Kenny Park has all the momentum, they go with that stretch play, and what a cutback by McKenzie.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on Haven Football.
Win 22 carries, a buck 52, 2 touchdowns, and he continues to get stronger as this game heads to the fourth.
Yeah, he's carrying this team ever since the end of the second half. Ever since that safety, where they were able to get on the board in the first half. But got to give a lot of credit up front to this offensive line that's going against a very stout D line of Academy Park.
First down and 10 from midfield for Springfield. It's going to be a pitch to McKenzie's, but the team on his back. He's going to get to the 40 this time, ripping off another 10 yards.
Yeah, we haven't seen that play. It's a pitch play. He cuts it back in. Instead of trying to go outside, bounce outside, he reads his blocks, cuts it inside behind his lead blocker, and is close to a first down. He's about a couple inches away. They're going to mark him short. Second down in inches for Springfield.
The Chachi are still in at quarterback. Second down in inches as the fourth quarter is currently underway here in Springfield, Pennsylvania. Cougars trail by 4. It's going to be handed off to McKenzie up the gut. I don't believe he got it. He was thrown back by Martin, correct, Eric?
Yeah, he lost the yard there. He lost about 2 yards there, it looks like. Actually, no. Looks like they're marking him no gain.
They're going to put the ball at the 39. It looks like a few inches there. It looks like it got moved back. So it's going to be about a full yard compared to an inch.
Yeah, that was about the 40, in the half-yard line. Now it's going to be at the 41. So surprised they didn't try to do a QB sneak, but nonetheless, third down and one. Big, big play here for Springfield.
Ball's at the 41. Third down and one. Hupia goes in motions. We hand it to McKenzie, and he lunges forward for a Cougar first down.
And Academy Park got pressure there. They had McKenzie. McKenzie's heart and determination, man. He turned those legs, lunged forward, and got a hard-earned first down for Springfield.
What we've seen this game is Kennedy checks in for the Cougars. It's been back and forth. It's basically been McKenzie of Springfield versus this attacking style that the Knights provide. Just under 10:30 here in the fourth quarter. DiCiaccio under center, two wide receivers. The lone back is McKenzie. They go that way. He has another huge hole and loses the ball. Ball is still loose. The Knights jump on top of it.
That ball is still loose. Springfield might have bounced. Oh, man.
They got fortunate, Steve, because it looked like the Knights immediately jumped on top of it. Unable to see who got the recovery, though.
Good hustle there. I mean, that's going to happen in this game. And the field's wet and the ball's wet, so you got to be jumping on that ball, and it popped out of an Academy Park Knight, and Springfield's fortunate to recover that one.
There's a player down on the field. We're going to step aside because he is not moving. It's going to stop 9:40 here in the fourth quarter. The Knights lead 22-18. You're listening to this championship game on HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
The Knight was able to walk off under his own power, but the Cougars were fortunate because McKenzie looked like he had a burst of speed and he had one man to beat, and then he just lost the ball.
Yeah, first time we saw him drop the ball tonight. But again, with these conditions out there, that's going to happen. Good hustle by one of the Springfield players to get back on it.
Second down and six from the 36. DiCiaccio is going to hand it to McKenzie. He's going to fight for a few tough yards. He is earning all of them as he passes the 35 down to the 34.
Yeah, he's closing in on a career night tonight. I mean, he's close to almost 200 tonight, about 20 so yards away from that, though. But he's been working hard for every one of those yards, as you said, Dave.
But if you think if you're Coach Voshevsky for Academy Park, you think you got a backup quarterback, you throw everything but the kitchen sink, especially to stop the run.
Yeah, I mean, they've been playing so well against the run, but there's been times where McKenzie's fine creases. He just needs a little crease because, as we talked about, we haven't seen a burst of speed like that by many backs in the league. We have one of them at Marple Newtown. As you saw McKenzie drop that ball, you know Academy Park's going to try to go after him.
Third down and three from the 33. DiCiaccio is going to be a play action. He's going to roll to his right. He's going to throw it down the field, and it is in and out of the hands, almost intercepted, intended for Kennedy. Number six almost picked it off for the Knights and Devontae Brown, but it looked like DiCiaccio could have rolled to that right, Steve, and pick up the first down with his legs. Instead, he elected to throw it.
Yeah, he tried to thread the needle there. Dangerous play, but as you said, he probably could have picked it up. He only needed about 3 yards there, so he needed just 3.5 to pick it up. But they're going to keep the offense on the field. I think it's a smart thing to do. Too long for a field goal, and
you're down by four anyway.
And no reason to punt this ball. So again, you're down by four. District title game. Yeah, this is what you work for all offseason right here.
Fourth down and three from the 33. Clock halted at 8:41. DiCiaccio under center, I formation. Hupio goes in motion. It's going to be a play action. He's going to throw it down the field and intended for number 35 in Snipes. Martin applied the pressure to hurry that throw.
Yes, he did. Martin came in and brought down the quarterback for Springfield, DiCiaccio, and he almost had his target there, number 35, Dwayne Snipes, but just out of the reach of him, off his fingertips. And, again, that pressure by Martin altered that throw, and AP will take over. Plenty of time left, though. 8:36 to go. Springfield down by four. And I expect AP to keep this ball on the ground, take as much clock as they can.
They take over. 8:36 here in the fourth quarter. Knights begin this drive from the 33. Shotgun formation. It's going to be a handoff to the outside in Miller. He has two touchdowns, but he is going to be brought down at the 34-yard line. So he tried to get to the edge, only gained one.
DiMaggio, this senior, comes in and makes a play. The defensive back, it's a nice play on DeJon Miller. He tries to bounce it outside. And County Park hasn't been doing much on the outside besides that one jet sweep. Mm-hmm. Other than that, Springfield's been doing a great job.
Miller scored twice tonight, one from 8 yards out and another from 62. Second down and nine from 34. 8 minutes to go here in the fourth. It's going to be a pass caught by Perkins behind the line of scrimmage. Full head of steam and be leveled. He's going to be down at the 39. Good job by the Cougars defense. A critical third down coming up.
Patrick Clemens, a sophomore middle linebacker, as you said, Dave, put a hard hit on Academy Park's runner there after that swing pass. Dangerous swing pass, almost tipped right behind the line of scrimmage, which would have caused a lot of issues there for Academy Park. But nonetheless, they're able to get it. Positive yards. There's big third down and five for the Springfield defense.
Third down and five from the 39. Moores, shotgun, three wide receivers. It's going to go to Miller, and he's going to lower his shoulder and pick up a much-needed first down. Continues to drive the pile and be down at the 49-yard line. Gain of 10.
We talk about McKenzie's determination running that ball for Springfield. How about DeJon Miller getting that ball? He knows he needs 6 yards on third down and five. He gets every bit of that and more. What a hard run as he takes on about four defenders and carries them about five extra yards for a huge, huge first down for Academy Park's offense.
They officially marked the ball at the 48 as we're officially under 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. First down and 10 for Moore. Shotgun formation. Four wide receivers. They're going to take their time to try and drain as much clock as possible with the four-point lead. Once again, it goes to Miller. He's going to try and bounce it off the near side into Springfield territory. Ball is going to be spotted down at the 48.
The way your defense is playing, your Academy Park, you have the four-point lead. The biggest thing you now is ball control. I mean, take your time. Wait for that that back judge to put up five. You know, you have 5 seconds left. Let that clock run down. Run the play, but hold on to that ball. And I don't see this ball going to anyone other than Miller or – yeah, other than DeJon Miller or Teddy Wright.
Couldn't agree more. Second down and six after the handoff. Moores, two backs, three wide receivers. He stands in the shotgun. Perkins goes in motion. It's going to be a jet sweep to the far side. He's trying to get the edge, and he is going to be hit out of bounds. The clock continues to wind, though.
Yeah, interesting call to go. I mean, that play worked last time for a touchdown, so hard not to go back to it, but in terms of trying to keep the clock running, fortunately, he's tackled inbound, so the clock does continue to run there. But why go to anybody else than Miller right now, who's been carrying this team thus far in the second half with those hard, hard carries?
Charlie was able to make the tackle. Crucial third down and five from the 47. Moores, shotgun. Three wide receivers. Cougars crowding the line of scrimmage. Clean snap. He's going to look to his left. He's going to fake and go. Kennedy's going to be on the coverage. Almost intercepted it as they went for the home run.
What a great play there by Kennedy. They tried to get it to Stroud. It was a nice ball by Moores. Just a tad underthrown, but with the height difference, Stroud could have went up for it, but Kennedy, what a job by him, number nine. 5'11", and all of that, he went up and did a good job of batting that away, and looks like County Park's going to punt us away.
Interesting call, though, Steve, because you're talking about running the ball. You got Wright, you got Miller running off 10 yards. every single time they decided to go with the pump and go.
I was more surprised with the jet sweep before that. I know it's third down. You try to get the first down, so you got to throw. You can't play conservative. You know, try not to lose. You got to play to win the game, and just didn't work out.
Fourth down and five. 5 minutes to go here. It's shanked by a right. It's going to take a huge bounce for the Knights, though. Fortunate for them because that was about 10 yards up and it looked like it could have went straight back down.
Yeah, it was shanked, but it did take a nice roll. So the ball's going to be right around the 25-yard line. And Springfield's going to take over. 4:55 to go. And this is an offense that's going to chop away. Yeah, nothing more than what this offensive lineman wants to call a few running plays, put together a nice long sustained drive. But nonetheless, you got to score.
And the quarterback's coming in. Johnny Finelli comes in, the senior quarterback. You know he's hurt. Comes in when his team needs him the most.
It's a District 1 final game. If you don't have a head injury or something that's not allowing you to walk, I'm sure you're going to try to get in this game.
First down and 10 from the 25. Finelli is going to throw it. It has a wide open Pupio at the 35. He's upended right around the 40. Give him the 40, 15 yards on the pitch and catch.
Pupio finds soft coverage in the middle of the field, and that's been his favorite target tonight for Finelli, and he takes advantage of it. First down, and Springfield looks to move this ball.
Finelli comes back from injury. We'll see if he can lead his team down the field. They need six. They trail by four. 4:30 remaining here in the fourth. Shotgun, three wide receivers. Play action, steps up, and he is going to be thrown down. It's going to be a huge sack. Martin and Port are all in on the sack.
Hey, you said it. Martin, Port, and Kennedy. Those guys have been doing it all year for Academy Park. What a luxury to have up front on that defensive line. They come in and just swallow up Finelli for a loss.
It's going to be a loss of 10 on the play. Backs him up. Actually, to spot the ball at the 31. So it's going to be a loss of 9. As we're under 4 minutes, you got to think this is 4-down territory.
The rest of the way is 4-down territory without a doubt for Springfield.
Finelli trips formation on the near side. Shotgun. He's going to throw it that way for Kennedy on the screen. He's going to fight through one, but not a second. The screen pass does not go anywhere, as Brown and Miller are able to register to tackle.
Again, Finelli's a little banked up. Coming in there, playing with a lot of heart, this senior is. He knows this could be his last game. So he comes in. The ball, they try to run a spot pass outside. So the ball's high, and that throws off some time. If it was right on the money, it would have allowed him to get some running room.
Loss of 4 on the play. Springfield takes a timeout. We'll take a timeout ourselves. Cougars trail by 4, 3:18 remaining. You are listening to this championship game on HavenFootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. 3:18 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Knights lead 22-18. Third down and 23 for Finelli and the Cougars, Steve.
Again, 4-down territory. You do not need it all right here. Try to get about 10, 12 yards here. Make it more manageable on fourth.
From the 27, Finelli, shotgun, steps up in the pocket. It is reeled in at the 35-yard line by Pupio, but there is a flag on the far sideline. Could be against the Knights. Eric, do you have a better idea?
Yeah, I saw Port coming in. It could be a hold actually on Springfield, but I'm not totally sure about this. Yeah, it's on Springfield. You got Academy Park.
Illegal receiver, I believe, Steve?
Yeah, an eligible man downfield on that. And kind of odd because I don't know if they were trying to set up a screen. The way Finelli backpedaled there, maybe they were, and then he couldn't find anything. So Kind of did look like a screen there, and that's probably what happened.
They're going to take the penalty, so it's going to back them up an additional 5 yards. But, Steve, wouldn't you rather take the down?
Yeah, you would. Yeah, because, I mean, it would have brought up fourth down and about 15 or so. I mean, yeah, so interesting. So I think they try to set up a screen, but since the ball was completed beyond the line of scrimmage, the initial line of scrimmage, then there was a lineman downfield. So didn't see who it was, but probably a good call. And, yeah, interesting why they decided to move them back.
Third down and 28 from the 22-yard line. Just under 3 minutes to go in this championship game. Four wide receivers for Finelli. Stands in the pocket. He's going to be thrown down. It's going to be, guess who? Port once again.
Togba Port coming in once again, and he's closing out his Academy Park career with a great game, another sack. And it's going to be fourth and forever now.
It's going to be a timeout, I believe, on the field. There's a player down, so it allows them to gather. That's Finelli, so he's going to have to check out of the game. When.
Yeah, or Springfield could use one of their timeouts.
Yeah, I think fourth down and 28. We're going to step aside. You are listening to Championship Football on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Dan Baker, public address announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Philadelphia Eagles. And you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back as the injured player comes off the field. Steve, hook and ladder, trick play, got to do something. You need to get 43 yards on fourth down.
Oh, they're punting the ball. Well, yeah, I mean, at this point, there's still plenty of time. 2:29 to go. I know you don't have three timeouts. You have two, but, I mean, fourth and 43. I mean, good luck trying to get that. So punt the ball away and play some defense. See if you can hope to get it back, but –
it's a low snap for Pupio, who's just going to go out of bounds, and that's going to be a safety. Interesting decision.
Well, now it makes it a six-point game, so doesn't hurt you, really, but now you got to kick away. So what that is I mean.
Can you explain that one? Is that just trying to get better field position?
Yeah, get better field position. I mean, you're punting out of your end zone, so they might get a pretty good return here. But now you get the safety. It makes it a six-point game, which doesn't hurt you. You still need a touchdown. But now you kick it from the 20-yard line. So
he's still doing an onside kick.
And that's what they're thinking there. Yep. So, yeah, the onside kick. And, you know, that's why we're up here. They're down there. And
got to know your options.
That's right.
Couldn't agree more. But my thinking, Steve, if I'm Springfield in that possession, I give the ball to McKenzie. He, in the last about six plays, they were just airing out. Maybe a quick screen or something. This gets the ball in your playmaker's hand.
Yeah. Interesting what they did there on that drive. But nonetheless, again, in high school, you don't have to punt it. You can kick it. So that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to kick it.
Well, can't they just fair catch it?
Well, no, they're going to do an onside kick from the 20.
Okay. So it's going to be an onside kick potentially as the Knights, after the safety, lead 24-18. Springfield is the top seed. The Knights are going for a back-to-back championship for the first time in Delaware County since Garden Valley back in 06-07.
Now go back in history and see when was the last time a high school game was played with two safeties, one for each team.
Yeah, you got me stumped on that one, Mike. So here comes the potential onside kick. We've already seen a field goal, so we know he has the leg. We'll see if he can get the onside kick as well. Number 3, Jack Corey. There's 2:16 remaining here in the fourth quarter. He gets the signal. And here's the onside kick attempt. It's going to bounce and roll. Springfield's got it. Springfield has it. They have new life.
What an outstanding job by this coaching staff. Again, it's 4th and 43. Good thing for Mike up here to explain that decision.
Absolutely.
But it was a good decision to punt it, but they wanted to go with the safety. This way, on the ensuing kickoff, after a safety, you do an onside. Perfectly executed. That ball was just laying flat on the ground as he kicked that. They got a nice little bounce, and it rolled right into the hands of the last man on the line.
Special teams. Pupio pins him at the one, results in a safety. A 34-yard field goal, and now an onside kick. 2:15 remaining. Trailing by six. Cougars' last possession. They need a touchdown. The Chacho is going to throw a screen pass, and it's going to be thrown down to the ground by number 53. Number 53 was able to corral McKenzie. What a job by him. That is Corey Simmons.
And as I said in the beginning of the game, Academy Park is one of the hardest teams on trying to execute a screen with. They defended so well. You think you're getting them because they come right up the field so hard, but they retreat so well. They floated the ball, and right there you saw that. A loss of three.
Loss of three from the 31 now. The Chacho is going to step up in the pocket, heave it towards the sidelines, and scoot out of bounds is Kennedy. I believe that will stop the clock, though, because he got out of bounds.
Yeah, stops the clock. So, again, second and 13, you got a good gain there. You don't need a lot there. Most important, you get out of bounds. So third and seven, and it's obviously four down territory, but a minute 36 remaining here in Springfield. Only down by six, trying to tie this ball game up.
They're down in six from the 37. Clock's halted at 1:36 here in the fourth. Academy Park is the reigning district champion. The Chach, he's got all day to throw. He's going to step up. He's complete. He's caught by Kenny at the 45. He breaks a tackle. He's down and gets out of bounds at the 46-yard line. What a job by the wide receiver to break a tackle and make something happen when the Cougars need him most.
Great job by him to get open and run towards the sideline. He was just hit out of bounds, which made them stop the clock there. So huge error. Plenty of time to go. A minute 26, and they're in this Academy Park territory at the 45.
The Chacho, the backup quarterback, is in. First down and 10 from the Knights 45. They have a minute 26 to get into the end zone. He steps up. He's going to throw it over the middle. It's going to be caught by Pupio. He's going to plow forward and be thrown back at the 31-yard line. The sideline wants a flag because his helmet went up.
Oh. Clock will stop as they try to set the change. You don't need a timeout here, and you don't really have to rush too much. You have a minute 17 and two timeouts.
They're going to blow the play dead. We're going to see what's Eric. What did they call on the field?
I'm waiting for the referee to signal it.
I don't think they had one of the linemen was in set.
Yeah, looks like they're calling false start.
That's not needed because you have so much. You have a minute 17. You're in great field position, so no need to rush there as the clock stopped because the chains move. So,
on the other hand, the 5 yards may not make any difference really in the scope of things. But
right, so now they're going to back them up. First down and 15 from the 37. The clock winds. We're at a minute 5 remaining fourth quarter. Shotgun, three wide receivers. The Chacho is going to roll to his left. Kenneth is coming in on the sack. He just throws the ball up, and that's a fumble. It's going to roll out of bounds. We're going to have to wait for the official signal. Did they retain it? It looks like an Academy Park fumble recovery.
Yeah, it looks like. So you can't take a sack in that situation, but you really can't give up the ball there, and that's what happened. And tough thing right there for DiCiaccio, who comes in and on the sideline all game, trying to come in, a heroic effort, driving them downfield, and then just like that, Kennedy shoots through the line, about to bring it down, and he tries to, it looks like, throw it away, and looked like it was a fumble, and that's what they rolled it. And
Kenneth forced it. He just shot out of a cannon, pinned his ears back, and went for the strip. He just decided to throw the ball to try and get it. Unfortunately, it was a fumble. They take over first and down at the 50. 50 seconds remaining. They're just going to have to take a knee. Springfield's going to burn their timeouts, but this should do it.
Yeah, just when you thought Springfield was looking like they were going to come down, score, and win with a game-winning extra point. I mean, what a storybook ending that would have been. But Academy Park, just when you think Things are going wrong their way. They come right back at you, and they started off this game hot. They fell back behind. A lot of momentum on Springfield, but this experienced team, about these seniors about to win their third title in four years for the seniors that played varsity, those JV varsity those years, and weren't on the freshman team. They're going to have three titles in 4 years, which is truly remarkable. And credit goes out to them.
And I think the other story is Springfield again tries to get the monkey off their back about trying to become district champions. Got close today, but just couldn't make it happen.
Yeah, this is their second time in the district title game in 2-3 years. But it looks like they're going to come up short tonight, and what an effort.
We're going to get to the final stats, but Steve, this front, Port sack after sack. You throw Kenneth in there. Morden, when he needed. Their front really controlled this game when they needed them the most.
Yeah, well, we talk about Miller and Wright, running backs, how good they are on offense. But when you have a defense like this, a defensive line that puts pressure on quarterbacks, stops the run like they do, I mean, it's hard to beat them. And you see, once again, they're on their way, they're on their way to a district title and see if they can go further.
That will do it with the last. Boy, they're going to call timeout as they storm the field. They just need to take one more knee, and that should do it.
Yeah, so, yeah, Springfield's going to take a timeout here with 8 seconds left.
There's 8.7 seconds remaining in this fourth quarter. They pretty much called the game already. But nevertheless, this will be the first team from Delaware County, the repeat S champion since Garnet Valley back in 06-07.
Yeah, very, very impressive, the run that they've had these past 4 years. And to get their third district title, what a remarkable job.
And since this is havenfootball.net, we have to say, of course, you go back a little further and you see four district titles, I believe, or five, or maybe six in a row for 3A. What was 3A, which is now 5A. And that was – I was part of that run. Not – I was playing on the team. I was on the sidelines doing stats and stuff. But, no, we were that was a heck of a few years. You know, when you go to Hershey 4 years in a row, even though we only won two of the four, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and it's great for a community, a school.
But the sad part is nobody, including the players, understands how special this is.
Until it's over.
Until suddenly, you know, now that was 2001. It's 2016. Even had a few times when they got a little closer, and of course the last 5-7 years they haven't gotten close at all. So, you know, that was a very special time period, probably not to be seen again in our lifetime.
So this is fourth down and 14. They take a knee, they just let the clock run, right?
No, you can't. Well,
they can't take a knee because the ball is at the 46, fourth down and 14, bearing
maybe
something.
Maybe he runs around with – I think he's got to punt it away.
He's just going to run around
with it. This is dangerous. You got to go get him.
That's right. Just going to punt it now. This is potentially returnable. That's punt it from the 40. They're going to mark it down. Time expires. That could have been very dangerous. I don't know what.
Are you kidding me? He's throwing a helmet.
But, Steve, that was a punt. So, let me recap. 8 seconds remaining. He decides to punt the ball. Wright goes all the way down to his own 20-yard line, turns around, and was almost blocked.
Well, you know what? He almost had to punt that away. It was almost pretty good execution because if he held that ball any longer, he was going to get tackled, and they were going to take over inside the 10-yard line. So for him to run back and then punt it away, it was very smart by Wright to do that. And congratulations. I mean, now officially it is zeros on the clock. Academy Park for the second consecutive year. District champions, the first time with the new format in 5A. Huge credit goes to Academy Park. What a season. They will now move on to the next round of states, but they end this run of 13-1. And Springfield, a lot of credit to them, representing the Central League very well. Shared a title with Ridley and our guys over at Marple Newtown. And they'll end at 12-2, but hats off to both these teams, both these coaching staffs, and best of luck to Academy Park the rest of the way, Dave.
And that's the type of championship game you want. You want back and forth. You don't want to see one lopsided. You saw both teams leave it all out on the field until the final play.
Yeah, without a doubt. That's what it all comes down to. This is what you work for all offseason. Games like this, battles like this, back and forth. Academy Park came out at the end, but you can't take anything away from either team. And we just want to thank our listeners all year long. Thank Haven.net for allowing us to come and do this. Mike Mayer, Brian Carroll, all those guys, and Jim Alsman, of course, and everybody who helps us out.
Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, do a couple of quick stats, and then we'll get off the air. So hang on. The game final is Academy Park 24, Springfield 18, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
If you suffer from back or neck pain, injury, or headaches, then Dr. Tom Graziano and the Advanced Chiropractic Center are here to help. Dr. Graziano and the Advanced Chiropractic Center have been serving Delaware County residents for over 15 years. They take a gentle approach and utilize current techniques to help manage your pain. To address your back and neck-related pain or injuries, call the Advanced Chiropractic Center today at 610-356-2300 or visit drtomgraziano.com and tell them the Tigers Radio Network sent you.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. The district champions for the second time in a row, the Academy Park Knights, who topped the Springfield Cougars 24-18. Your statistics. We have Jaden McKenzie finishes for Springfield. 27 rushes, a 169, and a pair of touchdowns. And then on the other side, you have Dazon Miller. 12 rushes, 91 yards, a long of 62. He also had a pair. Teddy Wright chipped in 9 rushes for 58 yards. Officially, yardage. AP had the advantage, 283 yards compared to Springfield's 222. Passing attempts netted was in favor of Springfield, especially towards the end, as Finelli, who came back from injury, but he, nevertheless, 10 of 16 for 87 yards. Officially, third down conversions, Academy Park, 3 for 9 compared to Springfield's 7 for 15. Time of possession and heavy possession of Springfield, 28 compared to 19. And those are your stats to recap as Academy Park goes on to win it once again, 24-18 over Springfield.
Say goodnight.
For everybody here, Steve Reynolds, color commentator, executive producer, Mike Mayer. I am Dave DePasqua. Thank you for listening on HavenFootball.net.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.